Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 32nd Torino International Film Festival. I'm with Sabina Nairotti, director of Torino Film Lab, and we two directors of the whose work was started in the Torino Film Lab, talking about Marco Van Keffen, director of In Your Name. Cannot pronounce the original title, I'm sorry. And Axel Lee Tuomivaara, director of Corso. So welcome back.
Hello,
Sabina.
Hello, thank you.
So we were already discussing with Sabina about the Torino Film Lab and your colleagues' experiences at Torino, and they were all different. That's what we were saying. It's obviously Torino Film Lab is a think tank. It's where you learn how to script and pitch your film, and you learn also by talking and discussing with your colleagues. So, and you have both totally different experiences from your colleagues and between each other.
Well, in a way, only technically, because I think the enthusiasm is also there with us,
yes.
As I already heard. But the slight difference with me is that my project, I came here with a full screenplay for a film, and then I talked to Frans Rodekirchje, who is one of the tutors, and he said, we want to develop from the start. So then I quickly wrote down in an email my next film, and he immediately said, yeah, let's go, come over. And so we started developing that thing, but that script, that film idea, actually, because the writer wasn't involved, you know. But I always come up with the idea of my film in these cases, and somebody else writes it. That's very interesting. It's more or less the same as the thing, the group energy here. Mm-hmm. To work with the writer is very interesting because there's new ideas always. But anyways, she wasn't there, so I basically developed the treatment and I prepared myself for the pitch, which is writing the pitch, and which is in fact writing a very short version of your film. And that version has to be really clear. I mean, not, you know, clear in bringing across what the film is about, the themes, the psychology, etc. Mm. And in doing that process in 3 times 8 or 10 days, you know it is, and finally doing it in front of so many people, it became clear, but it also changed the film, of course. It built the film, in fact. So then the screenplay was easier to do, actually.
Yeah,
so that was really good.
When you're learning, when you have to learn how to pitch a project, you realize, yeah, even the defects and the things that maybe couldn't work, and the things that might work and that you should work on.
Exactly. And also it's important that constantly when you start work with your actors, when you work with your DOP, and also in the editing, you have to come back to that first formulation of your film anyway. So doing it here was, you know, very useful.
I didn't attend myself to the film lab. My screenwriters were here back in 2007. That was even before I was part of the project. So we go back a long way with Torino. And the screenwriters, it was Kirsikka Saari and Jenni Toivoniemi. It was their first feature film script. So it was really early stage when they came here. And I know, I can only speak for their behalf, but I know that it was really helpful for them because they didn't have much of recognition for the project back in home in Finland, and they had only done a few short films and that's all. They were really just starting their career, and this was the first recognition for them. And when I came to the project in 2009, it was we used a lot of the original stuff that they had developed here. When we started to rewrite the script, and till we got the money to shoot the film back in last year, so it took almost 7 years. So it was helping us a lot along the way.
Sometimes I imagine, and I suggest to some filmmakers, new filmmakers, Torino Film Lab, because I feel it and I see it as a sort of a guide through the path from writing your film and conceiving your film to actually producing it, and now, thanks to the distribution program, distributing it. So would you recommend Torino Film Lab to new filmmakers, like the one of the best experiences that you could do for your film, that specific film, but in general for your career?
Yes, definitely. What I say, it's like also like a label already. If you're here, if you're accepted here, then people in the industry know that it has been selected by a select group. And, you know, we're saying all these positive things. Somebody should actually say something negative. But it's a really good group. And also the way the tutors are really good. The whole approach is good. And it's not just the bloody three-act structure or something like that. It's never about the product, but it's also always about, you know, not seeing. I mean, it is about the product, the film, but it's not trying to see the film as a product, but it's trying to see the film as your product, your thing. And that's a very good approach. So it really helps in creating also the artistic film. And if there's also other projects here, then, you know, they're sort of, because there are other projects, of course, genre films, etc. But the way it's approached is very, let's call it intelligent. And talking with all having all these different people around also opens up your project to other, you know, approaches, etc. But there's an intelligent approach, and it really helps, and the label helps. And, you know, in the end, you're standing there, there's like these 100 people in front of you. I think it's like 100 or
now,
maybe even...
Yeah, now it's around 150, 180.
Professionals from festivals, distributors, sales agents, you name it. So it's really good. There's a light shining on you.
And plus I was thinking that, as we said, Torino Film Lab is constantly evolving, and with this thing about working on the audience design, actually you're filling another gap and helping them to start thinking about what their audiences could be. Because we've been talking about, even at in the European Union, with a lot of panel discussions are about how to help directors and also distribution and production companies to find their audiences, because there's not only one audience, there's not anymore. So sometimes even new platforms, video on demand platforms, try to teach and try to help directors to try and find their target audience. Then eventually you can, you know, spread the news about your film and distribute it to a wider audience. But the first thing you should learn is, who's your target audience? And then you can start from there.
But also we need to change the approach to audience, because normally a filmmaker, an independent and art house filmmaker, will be discouraged by the word audience, because it is always associated to big audiences, mass audiences. Audience is not that. It can be a niche audience. The film can be a small film. It still has to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And this awareness is something important, because then it can also contribute to the content of the film, this discussion, this thought. Again, it's a new way of thinking about it that shouldn't be scary, it shouldn't be imposing, but it is actually a conversation with a particular audience, and that may even feed the content of your film.
So thank you, and good luck for your film and your future films. Thank you, Savina, for being here with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Torino Film Fest for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.